Good evening, sir.
Evening. A lovely night. Morning.
Yes, Mr.
You have a room for Mr. Brown?
Oh, have you brought him?
I brought myself. Knocked up a taxi by the station.
But surely...
I telephoned from the station.
You said it was an emergency.
Well, that's right. Do you know what time it is?
It's 2:30.
That's right. An emergency.
But I woke the house doctor.
A kind thought, but it's all right. Do you want me to sign in?
What's the nature of your emergency, Mr. Brown?
I need a place to stay.
Are you ill?
No.
But this is a private hospital.
The best kind. What is a hospital without privacy? It's the privacy I'm after. That and the clean linen. I've got money.
The Beechwood nursing home.
I require nursing. I need to be nursed for a bit. Where do I sign?
I'm sorry, but admissions have to be arranged in advance, except in the case of a genuine emergency. I have no authority.
What do you want with authority? A nice girl like you? Where have you put me?
And you have no authority either.
That's true. That's the one thing I've never had. I've come a long way.
Would you wait here just one moment, please?
Certainly. Oh, have you got a sign-in chit? Oh, thank you. June 14th, isn't it? 1959. There we are. Must abide by the regulations. Perhaps you'd like me to pay in advance.
No, that's quite all right. I'll only be a moment, sir.
I've got some money here, in my case. I'll show you.
This is Mr. Brown, Doctor.
Good evening. What seems to be the trouble?
I've caught my finger.
May I see? You come far?
Yes, I've been travelling all day. Not with my finger. I did that just now. Zip stuck. My case.
Oh, and what...
Mr. Brown says there's nothing wrong with him.
That's right,
He just wants a bed.
A room.
But this isn't a hotel.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
I don't follow you.
Perhaps I'm confused. You see, I was asleep.
Oh, it's all right, I understand. Well, if someone would like to show me my room, I shan't disturb you any further.
I don't believe we have any rooms free at the moment.
Oh, yes, this young lady has arranged it.
But he...
All right, miss, carry on.
Yes, Doctor. I'll have to make an entry.
Observation.
I'm not much to look at.
Let me take those cases for you, Mr. Brown.
No, that's all right, nurse. There's nothing the matter with me.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, I like it here.
Will you be all right?
Oh, yes, I'm all right now. Picture window, I see.
The bathroom is across the corridor.
What's the view?
It's the drive and the gardens.
Gardens. A front room. What could be nicer?
Are your night things in here?
Yes. Oh, I'll be very happy here.
Oh, I'm sorry. This case is full of...
Banknotes. Yes, that's right. What time is breakfast?
What? Oh, 8:00.
Lunch?
12:00.
Tea?
3:00.
Supper?
6:30.
Cocoa?
9:00.
Matron's rounds twice a day?
Yes.
Temperatures?
Morning and evening.
Change of sheets?
Monday.
Like clockwork. Lovely.
Excuse me, Mr. Brown.
Oh, I was just saying, Doctor. Everything's A1.
I remembered your finger.
Oh, I'd forgotten about it. It's nothing.
Well, we'll just put this on overnight.
Oh.
There we are. Oh,
must be wonderful to have the healing touch.
No.
I should get to bed now.
Right.
You look tired.
What? Oh, thank you. And I expect Matron will be along to discuss your case with you tomorrow.
Be pleased to meet her.
Yes. A final point, Mr. Brown. This form you filled in, when it says permanent address, you put down Beechwood Nursing Home.
Yes. Well, you never know what the future brings. But for now, I'd like to think of it as home.
Nurse said it looked like several hundred pounds. His savings, yes. Well, frankly, I wouldn't be too keen on that. I don't really want the police turning up at the bedside of any patient who doesn't arrive with a life history. I think we'd get more out of him than you would, given a little time, and we'd certainly keep you informed. No, he's not being difficult at all. Oh, you don't need to worry about that. He doesn't seem very keen to run away. He seems quite happy, in fact.
The point is, nurse, What is your name?
Nurse Coates, Mr. Brown.
Nurse Coates. Well, as I was saying, the point is not breakfast in bed, but breakfast in bed without guilt. Rich men's wives can bring it off, but if you're not a rich man's wife, then you've got to be ill. Lunch in bed is more difficult, even for the rich. It's not any more expensive, but the disapproval is harder to ignore. To stay in bed for tea is almost impossible in decent society, and not to get up at all would probably bring in the authorities. Even if you had the strength of character, there's probably a point where it becomes certifiable. But in a hospital, it's not only understood, it's expected. That's the beauty of it. I'm not saying it's a great discovery. It's obvious, really. But I'd say I got something.
If you got something, there wouldn't be all this fuss.
Is there any fuss? They should leave well alone. I'm paying my way. Are you pretty full all the time?
Not at the moment, not very.
You'd think a place as nice as this would be very popular.
Popular?
I thought I might have to wait for a place, you know. Of course, it's a bit out of the way. No passing trade, so to speak. I'm very fond of the English countryside myself.
Where do you live?
I've never lived, only stayed.
Well, you should settle down somewhere.
Yes, I've been promising myself this.
Have you got a family?
I expect so.
Where are they?
I lost touch.
You should find them.
Their name's Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You must be Matron.
That's right.
I must congratulate you on your hospital. It's a lovely place you run here. Everyone is so nice.
Well, thank you, Mr. Brown. I'm glad you feel at home.
Excuse me, Matron. I'll just take Mr. Brown's chair.
Carry on, nurse. Now, what's your problem, Mr. Brown?
What, no problems.
Your complaint?
I have no complaints either. Full marks.
People who come here must have something the matter with them.
That must give you a lot of extra work.
But that's what we're here for. You see, you can't really stay unless there's something wrong with you.
I can pay.
That's not the point.
What is the point?
This is a hospital. What are you after?
My approach is too straightforward. An ordinary malingerer or a genuine hypochondriac wouldn't have all this trouble. They'd be accepted on their own terms. All I get is a lot of personal questions. Maybe I could catch something. But what difference would it make to you?
We have to keep the beds free for people who need them.
I need this room.
I believe you, Mr. Brown. But wouldn't another room like this one do? Somewhere else? You see, we deal with physical matters, the body.
There's nothing wrong with my mind. You won't find my name on any list.
Have you thought of going to a nice country hotel?
Different kettle of fish altogether. I want to do nothing and have nothing expected of me. That isn't possible out there. It worries them. They want to know what you're at, staying in your room all the time. They want to know what you're doing. But in a hospital, it's understood that you're not doing anything, because everybody's in the same boat. It's the normal thing. Being a patient. That's what I'm cut out for, I think. I've got a vocation for it.
But there's nothing wrong with you.
That's why I'm here. If there was something wrong with me, I could get into any old hospital, free. As it is, I'm quite happy to pay for not having anything wrong with me. If I catch something, perhaps I'll transfer. I don't know, though. I like it here. It depends on how my money lasts. I wouldn't like to go to a city hospital.
But what do you want to do here?
Nothing.
You'll find that very boring.
Well, one must expect to be bored in hospital.
Have you been in hospital quite a lot?
No. I've been saving up for it.
So you've had no luck with your inquiries?
Oh, well, the only plan we've got is to bore him out of here. But he's disturbingly self-sufficient. We've had a psychiatrist over. Well, he seemed amused. Both of them, actually. They were both amused. No, I shouldn't do that. He won't tell you anything, and there's one of our nurses. She's getting on very well with him. Oh, something's bound to come out soon.
I'm wasting my time.
Hmm?
Taking your temperature.
Normal, is it?
Well, let me see now.
Oh, you'll have to do better than that if you're going to stay.
You're breaking my heart, Maggie.
Brownie, what are you going to do with yourself?
Maggie, why do you want me to do something?
They've all got theories about you, you know.
Theories?
Train robber.
That's a good one.
A spy from the ministry.
Ho, ho.
Embezzler.
Naturally.
It's generally agreed you're on the run.
No, I've stopped.
Fixations have been mentioned.
But you know me better.
I think you're just lazy.
I knew you were the clever one.
Tell me what's the matter, Brownie.
I would if there was.
What do you want to stay in here for, then?
I like you.
You didn't know that I was here.
That's true. I came for the quiet and the routine. I came for the white calm, meals on trays and quiet efficiency, time passing and bringing nothing. That seemed enough. I've never got it down to a person. But I like you. I like you very much.
Well, I like you too, Brownie. But there's more in life than that.
Good morning.
Good morning, matron.
And how are we this morning?
We're very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. Well, are you enjoying life?
Yes, thank you, matron.
What have you been doing?
Nothing.
And what do you want to do?
Nothing.
Now, really, Mr. Brown, this won't do, you know.
Why not?
You mustn't lose interest in life.
I was never very interested in the first place.
Wouldn't you like to get up for a while? Have a walk in the garden. There's no reason why you shouldn't.
No, I suppose not. But I didn't come here for that. I must have walked thousands of miles in my time.
It's not healthy to stay in bed all day.
Perhaps I'll get something.
Well, isn't there anything you could do indoors?
What do other patients do?
The other patients are here because they aren't well.
I thought patients did things. Raffia work.
Does that appeal to you?
No.
I suppose you wouldn't like to make paper flowers.
What on earth for? You've got lots of real ones.
You haven't got any.
Well, no one knows I'm here.
Then you must tell somebody.
I don't want them to know.
Who?
Everybody.
You'll soon get tired of sitting in bed.
Then I'll sit by the window. I'm easily pleased.
I can't let you just languish away in here. You must do something.
All right. What?
We've got basket weaving.
Then I'll be left alone, will I?
I don't know. How many John Browns are there in Somerset House? Good grief. Well, of course, if it's any consolation, it may not be his real name. Well, I know it doesn't help. That's an idea, yes. His fingerprints. Oh, no. I'll get them on glass or something. Well, he might have been in trouble sometime.
What on earth are you making?
Basket work.
But what is it for?
Therapy.
You're making fun of me.
It is functional on one level only, if that. You'd like me to make a sort of laundry basket and lower myself out of the window in it. That would be functional on two levels, at least. And I'm not even blind. Ladies and gentlemen, a failure. Now I suppose you'll start asking me questions again.
What about painting, Mr. Brown?
Painting? I used to do a bit of painting.
Splendid. Would you do some for me?
Paint in here.
Nurse Coates will bring you materials.
What colours do you like?
I like all colours. Just paint what you fancy. Paint scenes from your own life.
Clever. Should I paint my last place of employment?
I'm trying to help you.
I'm sorry, I know you are. But I don't need help. Everything's fine for me. Would you like me to paint you an English countryside?
Yes. That would be nice.
No. Well, we haven't got anything against him, really. He's not doing any harm. No, he pays regularly. We can't really refuse. Oh, he's got lots left. Yes.
Hello. Oh, my God. What are you doing, Brownie?
I'll need some more paint.
But I gave you lots of drawing paper to use.
I like space. I like the big sweep, the contours of hills all flowing.
I don't paint leaves. I make you see trees in clumps of green.
Matron will have a fit when she sees what you've done to that wall.
What are you standing there with flowers for?
They're for you.
Who are they from?
Me.
Maggie.
Well, I didn't buy them.
Pinch them?
Pick them.
A lovely thought. Put them over there. I should bring you flowers.
I'm not ill.
Nor am I. Do you like it, my painting?
Very pretty.
I'm only doing it to please Matron, really. I could do with a bigger brush. There's more paint, is there? I'll need a lot more blue. It's going to be summer in here.
It's summer outside. Isn't that good enough for you?
Oh, I couldn't stay out there. You don't get the benefits.
I'll have to tell Matron, you know.
You don't get the looking after and the privacy.
It's not as if he was a psychotic.
Or Picasso.
What did the psychiatrist think?
He likes it.
About him?
He likes him, too.
Yes, he's likable.
He knows what he's doing.
He's not simple. He's giving nothing away. Not even to Nurse Coates.
We'll keep her at it.
She doesn't need much keeping.
That was when I started nursing. After that.
Funny. I would have thought your childhood was all to do with ponies and big stone-floored kitchens.
Goes to show. What was your childhood like?
Young. I wish I had more money.
You've got a lot. You must have had a good job.
Centre forward for Arsenal.
Oh, you're not fair. You don't give me anything in return.
This painting's for you, Maggie. If I'd got four times as much money, I'd take four rooms and paint one for each season. But I've only got money for the summer.
What will you do when it's gone?
I don't know. Perhaps I'll get ill and have to go to hospital. But I'll miss you, Maggie.
Well, if you had someone to look after you, you wouldn't have this trouble.
What trouble?
If you had someone to cook your meals and do your laundry, you'd be all right, wouldn't you?
It's the things that go with it.
You should have got married. I bet you had the chances.
Perhaps.
It's not too late.
You don't think so?
You're attractive.
What are you like when you're not wearing your uniform?
Mr. Brown!
I didn't mean...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't think of you not being a nurse. It belongs to another world I'm not part of anymore.
Why have you got a thing about hospitals?
A hospital is a very dependable place. Anything could be going on outside. Since I've been here, there could be a war on. And for once, it's got nothing to do with me. I don't even know about it. Fire, blood, misery of all kinds across the world or over the hill. It can all go on, but this is a private war and I'm paying for it. There's one thing that's always impressed me about hospitals. They've all got their own generators in case of power cuts and water tanks. I mean, a hospital can carry on, set loose from the world. The meals come in on trays, on the dot. The dust never settles before it's wiped. Clean laundry at the appointed time. The matron does her rounds and temperatures are taken. Pulses, too. Taken in pure conditions, not affected by anything outside. You need never know anything. It doesn't touch you.
That's not true, Brownie.
I know it's not.
Then you shouldn't try and make it true.
I know I shouldn't.
Is that all there is to it, then?
You've still got theories.
There's a new one. You're a retired forger.
Ha! The money's real enough.
Oh, I know.
How do you know?
They had it checked.
They've got to make it difficult. I've got to be a crook or a lunatic.
Then why don't you tell them where you came from?
They want to pass me on, but they don't know who to or where. I'm happy here.
Well, haven't you been happy anywhere else?
Yes. I had a good 4 years of it once.
In hospital?
No, I was abroad.
Where have you been?
All over. I've been among the French, Germans, Greeks, Turks, Arabs.
What were you doing?
Oh, different things in different places. I was painting in France.
An artist?
Oh, very. Green and brown. I could turn a row of tanks into a leafy hedgerow. Not literally, worse luck.
He meant camouflage. Well, I realize that, but there are a number of points to narrow the field. His age, for one thing. I knew they were all the same age. There must be records of some kind. Service in France and Germany, probably Cyprus, Middle East.
Was it awful being in the war?
I didn't like the first bit, but in the end it was very nice.
What happened to you?
I got taken prisoner.
Oh. Well, you're still private, aren't you, Brownie?
Better than being dead.
Being private?
A prisoner. 4 years.
Is that where you were happy?
Yes. Funny thing, that camp. Up to then, it was all terrible. Chaos. All the pins must have fallen off the map. A queue on the beach. Dive bombers and bullets. Oh, dear, yes. The camp was like breathing out for the first time in months. I couldn't believe it. It was like winning being captured. Well, it gets different people in different ways. Some couldn't stand it, and some went by the book. Yes, it's a duty to escape. They were digging like ferrets. They had a hole out of my hut right into the pines. There were 20 in the hut, and I watched all 19 of them go off. They were all back in a week, except one who was dead. I didn't care what they called me. I'd won. The war was still going on, but I wasn't going to it anymore. They gave us food. Life was regulated in a box of earth and wire and sky. And sometimes you'd hear an aeroplane miles up, but it couldn't touch you. On my second day, I knew what it reminded me of.
What?
Here. It reminded me of here.
No, not there. Brown. Ah, here we are. John Brown, an address. It was obvious. You've done well, Nurse Coates.
But does it make any difference?
What was he doing round here?
Staying with relatives or holiday. You can soon find out.
All those years ago.
He came in with a compound fracture. Car accident. The driver paid for him. Well, it's something to go on at last.
But he hasn't done anything wrong, has he?
I was a regular, you see. And the peace didn't match up to the war I'd had. There was too much going on.
So what did you do then?
This and that. Didn't fancy a lot. I thought I'd like to be a lighthouse keeper, but didn't work out. Didn't like the company. There. It's nearly finished. How's it looking, Maggie?
Marvellous. You didn't like the company, you said?
There were three of us.
Oh.
Then I thought I'd be a sort of monk. And they wouldn't have me because I didn't believe. We didn't believe enough for the purposes. I asked them to let me stay without being a proper monk, but they weren't having any of that. What I need is a monastery for agnostics.
Like a hospital for the healthy.
That's it.
Brownie.
Shouldn't you be working or something?
I'll go if you like.
Oh, I like you being here. Just wondered.
Wondered what?
I'm telling you about myself, aren't I? I shouldn't put you in that position. If they find out, they'll blame you for not passing it on.
But you haven't done anything wrong, have you, Brownie?
Is that what you're here for?
No.
There. It's finished. The whole room is finished.
It's lovely.
Yes. Quite good. It'll be nice to sit here inside my painting. I'll enjoy that.
That's right. Brown. John Brown. Yes, he was in here before a long time ago. We've got him in the records. And an address. We'll start checking. There must be somebody.
Must be time for lunch, surely. Yes. That door will open and there she'll be. Maggie, carrying in my tray.
Oh, Doctor, it's you.
That's right, Mr. Brown, it's me. Well, I've got some good news for you.
Yes?
You're going to have visitors.
Visitors?
Your sister Mabel and her husband. They were amazed to hear from you.
They didn't hear from me.
They're travelling up tomorrow. All your friends have been wondering where you'd got to.
What friends?
Well, it's an old army friend, isn't there? What's his name?
I don't know. Where's Nurse Coates?
Oh, nowhere. Oh, she's round about. I think she's on nights downstairs this week. I understand that you were here once before, as a child.
Yes.
You are a dark horse, aren't you? Well, to tell you quite frankly, we did wonder about you. Some quite romantic ideas. Not entirely creditable either.
I told you. I told you there was nothing like that. Why couldn't you...
Your brother-in-law said something about a job. Thought you might be interested.
You couldn't leave well alone, could you?
It's not enough, Mr. Brown. You've got to... connect.
Brownie, where are you going?
Back.
Back where? You've got nothing to run for, have you? Nothing to hide? I know you haven't.
I know you know. They've been busy. I wasn't worth the trouble, you know.
You blame me?
No. No, I don't really. You had to tell them, didn't you?
I'm sorry, I...
You thought it was for the best.
Yes, I did. I still do. It's not good for you what you're doing.
How do you know? You mean it wouldn't be good for you. How do you know what's good for me?
They're coming tomorrow. Family, friends. Isn't that good?
I could have found them if I'd wanted. I didn't come here for that. They won. I feel I should breathe in before going out there.
I can't let you go, Brownie.
Regulations?
I can't.
I'm free to come and go. I'm paying.
I know, but it is a hospital.
I'm not ill. Don't wake the doctor. He doesn't like being woken. Don't be sorry. I had a good time here with you. Do you think they'll leave my painting?
Brownie.
Trouble is, I've always been so well. If I'd been sick, I would have been all right.
Brown was played by Christopher Cazenove. As Maggie, we heard Angarad Rees, Nurse Jane Thompson, Dr. David Ashford, and as the matron, Sonia Fraser. A separate piece was produced for the BBC by Derek Hodinott.